Okay, we're back with Ben Harrington, who's a business journalist and Beaterville blogger. Good morning, Ben. How are you today?
Good morning, Zach.
Right, what have you got on your plate this morning?
Well, we'll have a quick run through some of the juicy stories from the Sunday newspapers, business sections. One that caught my eye was a piece on the Sunday Telegraph on Whitbread. I don't know if you saw that front page story speculating that some of the large shareholders are pushing for a breakup of Whitbread. Bit of an old story coming back, I think. I mean, the breakup of Whitbread story has been around for quite some time, pretty much ever since I started in financial journalism. But still, it seemed or would appear that the Sunday Telegraph had managed to get one or two large institutional shareholders to speak off the record to them, to give them that point of view. So, could that be the catalyst for somebody coming in for the whole of Whitbread and breaking it up itself?
I mean, I suppose the cost apart, that could be the new Starbucks. I mean, the amount of value in there is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously the Chinese are buying a lot at the moment as well. Over in the US, Ambang going for Starwood following the Marriott deal. So, I thought that was quite interesting.
Okay, next story.
Smith's Group. Sunday Times had a very good story by John Collingridge on Smith's Group, talking about how Smith Group was in the running to buy a French business called Morpho Detection for about 500 million euros from Safran. It's quite good, an M&A story on the front page. And Dan Dunkley did a really good interview, I thought, with the chairman of the London Stock Exchange, talking about the merger with Deutsche Börse. So that was quite interesting in the Sunday Times. And coming back to the whole market infrastructure theme, as I walked on into the studio this morning, it hit the tape that IHS just announced a $13 billion merger with Markit, the financial data company. So IHS is listed over in North America. That's an all-share deal, apparently. I literally had about 3 seconds to look at the press release before I walked in, so bear with me if the details are pretty light. Quite interesting in the context of another auction process that's going on in the private sphere, Argus Media, which is a commodities and information group that also sets prices, because IHS was one of the bidders for Argus Media. So I imagine their appetite for another large deal, because Argus Media is probably going to be a £1 billion deal, might have dissipated somewhat, given that they're about to merge with Markit. But it just comes back to the whole market infrastructure consolidation theme, and what's going to happen with the LSE, I guess, in terms of, obviously, they've announced a deal late last week with Deutsche Börse. However, ICE are clearly taking a look, weighing whether they should come in and counterbid for the LSE. And then there's also the CME, which has in the past made an approach for Deutsche Börse. Are they going to come in as well for the LSE, or are they going to come in for Deutsche Börse?
But that's it's a win-win for the LSE shareholders, really, isn't it? So,
I mean, well, it's not a win-win for the LSE shareholders if, let's say, for example, CME then makes an offer for Deutsche Börse and ICE decides not to make an offer for LSE. The scenario could play out like that as well.
Right. So there's a bit of an edge to the situation still. It's not a done deal.
So how long have we got left, by the way? Just
2 minutes.
2 minutes, right, okay. So, and then moving to the more speculative end of the show, where we talk about some of the rumours as opposed to announced deals or stories that have been in other newspapers over the weekend. There was quite a lot of speculation around Monsanto towards the end of last week, about it being a takeover target, and then it broke over the weekend that Monsanto. Sorry, you're probably not. Are you familiar with Monsanto?
Yes, they make. They're a food. They're food people.
They're a rather large US listed agrichemical business. Anyway, there was a lot of speculation that that they may be a takeover target because obviously there's some big deals happening in the chemical sort of agrichemical space, slash chemical space. DuPont merging with Dow Chemical, China Chem going for Syngenta. Monsanto was looking at Syngenta itself, tried to make several bids, got rebuffed. Now, at the end of last week, people were speculating Monsanto was a target, was going to get an offer. But the story that actually broke over the weekend was that Monsanto had approached Bayer and BASF, two rather large chemical companies, about doing buying parts of their business. Although that story could actually put Monsanto itself in play as well, is the speculation. So one to keep an eye on, Monsanto.
Well, although I mean the logical thing is that Monsanto would be a predator, not prey,
But the way that the speculation was going towards the end of last week was that Monsanto was potentially prey.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
New twist.
A new twist on that. Again, completely speculation, completely unsubstantiated. And then there's a couple of things happening in the biotech pharma space, or a couple of not things, I wouldn't say happening, there's a couple of stories that are being speculated about in the biotech pharmaceutical space. Again, major health warning with these, but I would definitely keep an eye on Actelion, the Swiss pharmaceutical company that last year had an approach from Shire before Shire went off and did its deal with Baxalta. Quite a lot of speculation around that. I may have more on that later on in the week or possibly next week. And also Medivation, which we spoke about before a couple of weeks ago. Again, a lot of bid speculation around that.
Right, okay. Well, so plenty of stuff still happening there?
Plenty of M&A, yeah. This is M&A is deal making is still alive and well.
Right. Now, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I wanted to talk to you about what J.P. Morgan had to say about Beaterville, but unfortunately, it'll have to wait.
You can just read Beaterville.
Exactly. That's a good idea. Yeah. Very simple. Ben Harrington, business journalist and Beaterville blogger, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.